Now, in verse 3, we have something here that is quite interesting. We find that Peter looks back to the past, and he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Now, here again you have the Trinity. And the word blessed here is different than the word that you find in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the pure in heart. That's an altogether different word, makaroi. And here, it's the same word we get our word eulogy from. It means, actually, eulogeo means to praise. And it's never used in reference to man in the New Testament. God doesn't praise man, but man is to praise God, and he's the Father. Now, the practice today is for a father to praise his son, but very few sons today praise the Father. But we are to praise God and the Father. But he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that happens to be in a unique way. As the Lord Jesus said to Mary, "I ascend to my Father and your Father." He is the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ because of his position in the Trinity, and they're equal. But you and I do not call him Father except on the basis that he mentions here. He hath begotten us again unto a living hope. Now, that word begotten has to do with the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit. And so we have the Holy Spirit mentioned here, and we're going to come to that later on in the 23rd verse of this chapter. He hath begotten us again to a living hope. Now, you and I today have a living hope, a hope that rests upon the fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, there you have the third person of the Godhead. So in this verse, you have a reference to God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son. Now, it's a living hope, and a living hope that rests, as we saw back in the second verse of this chapter, on the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, that's the living hope that you and I have. And there are several things here to note. The living hope that we have that rests upon the blood of Christ is very important for us to note. A body without blood is a dead body. If it's going to be a live body, it's got to have blood coursing through it. And you and I today have a living hope because of the blood of Christ shed for us. He died that you and I might live because he paid our penalty. A living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And this is a pen of praise to the Trinity. This is our songbook. Because we have been begotten. This is the new birth. Born again, as he says in verse 23, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. And it rests upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You see, Peter emphasizes the resurrection of Christ on the day of Pentecost. That was his great theme on that day. He says, what you see that's happened here today is because Jesus that you crucified has come back from the dead, and he's at God's right hand. And when he writes his epistles, he anchors it in the resurrection of Christ. And Paul did the same thing. Paul, you remember, said he was delivered for our offenses. He died for our sins. But he was raised for our justification, that we might be in Christ, accepted in the Beloved, and stand before God. He doesn't only just subtract a sin from us, he makes over to us his righteousness, that we might stand before God. That is what he's done for us in the past.